This is a Dynamics AX 2012 ISV model demo. The scenario is that I'm an ISV and I have a very strong business case. I want to provide car washing services for the Dynamics AX fleet management module. So far I've created a web page, and as soon as this went live, we've had millions of visitors, which just proves that I have a very strong business case. I've also created a landing page where our customers can download our product. But so far we don't have a product. When you click the hyperlink, you get a file not found error. This demo is about building that ISV model and publishing it so our customers can start downloading. To do that, we go into Dynamics AX. Notice that I'm running in the VAR layer in the VAR model. First, I want to create a new model that can contain all our code. I do this by creating by selecting Model Management, Create Model. I need to give my model a name, and I'll call it Car Wash, and a publisher, which is my company name, Car Wash Incorporated. A layer, VAR is fine, version 1.0, yep. And a model description, Car Wash add-on for fleet management. A display name, the display name is used in the AOT for all the elements that I'm touching. And it's also used in the property sheet and a few other places. And I will say set as current model, which means that as soon as I click OK, the model down here has changed from VAR model, which is a system generated model, to car wash, and tells me that the model was created. So the first thing I need is to create a new class. I'll do this, right click, say new class, and notice that the class that was created has an ID. The ID is a big arbitrary number, which means that it will not conflict with anyone else in the world. IDs in Dynamics AX 2012 are 32-bit and they're installation specific. So basically, I don't need to worry about the ID at all. So I want to give my class a better name. To do this, I open up the editor, the new X++ editor. I'll just zoom a little bit so you can see what I'm typing. And I'll type car wash. And save it. Notice that my class car wash exists in the VAR layer, shown here in the AOT, and in the car wash model, which is a grayed out text afterwards. I will create a new method. In Dynamics AX, the entry point for classes is a static main method. And the simplest way to create one of these is to use an editor script. You type in the name of the editor script and press tab, and it will expand automatically. And this is not an X++ demo, so I'll just add a message. Vehicle is now registered for car washing services, like this. Let's try to run the class, and we can see that it basically just types this out, including all my spelling mistakes. Car washing services, like this. So now we have a class, and I want to use this class in a fleet management form. To do that in AX, you need a menu item. And the simplest way to create a menu item is to simply drag the class to the menu items node. And there we go. We have a new menu item. Let's put on a label. Let's make it a bit wider so you can see. Let's call it register, like this. And I would also like to add an image to the menu item, so the button gets an image on the form. And I can specify the image location, which can either be a file, which means that our customers also need to download a file and have it stored somewhere, or it can be an embedded resources, which means I need to pick one of the resources, that's one of the images that already exist in Dynamics AX. There are a lot of them, but there's no one that satisfies my need. So instead, I'll select an AOT resource. This means I need to go and create a new resource in the AOT. And I'll create a new one from file. I have a pre-prepared image here, carwash JPEG, that I'll add. And I'll just copy it to the clipboard, the name to the clipboard, and then go over to the menu item and paste it in here. So now I've moved an image into the model store and it's a part of my model. So when people deploy our model, then they will get this image automatically. They don't need to worry about any other files. So far, so good. The next thing I want to do is to use this menu item on a fleet management form. So I'll expand forms, and the form I want to change is a fleet management vehicle list page form. It's this guy. Let's just open it up so we can see what it looks like before I start. The form has a grid which contains all the vehicles, if we had any. Then it has some buttons. What I want to do is add a new button up here next to all the other ones. To do that, I expand the form, expand the design, and I expand the action group. Let's just make this wider so we can see what's going on. Like this, and I will add a new button group. Let's call it car wash. And let's move it so it's the last one. And I want my menu item to be in that button group. So I'll drag it over, which will result in a menu item button. And on the button group, let's just set a caption called car wash. And let's, on the menu item button, let's set the property big to yes. Now I'll save this. Notice when I'm saving it, that the button group and the button got bolded. That means they exist in my layer. And only those controls exist in my layer. So basically, I haven't changed the underlying form. I've been adding two controls to it. In previous versions of AX, once you touch a form, the entire form was saved. That's not true anymore. We store the controls and methods separately. So this means someone else could add other controls to this form or other methods to this form, and they would be able to install side by side in the same layer without any conflicts. Now let's open the form and see if we got the desired result. And we certainly did. We have our register button here, and when I click it, it says the vehicle is now registered. So basically the code is now complete, but as an ISV I have a concern, because anyone could download my model and benefit from it without it generating any revenue for me. So I'd like to have a licensing scheme to ensure that my IP is protected. And in AX 2012, you can use the built-in licensing schema, the same licensing schema that Microsoft is using. So let's do that and create a new license code. Let's call it CarWash. Needs a label. And we'll say it should be a partner model. And it also got an ID, which is big. We don't need to worry about that. We need to specify a certificate. It must be an X509 certificate, which can be acquired from third-party vendors, or you can use a test certificate, which is what I will be doing. Test certificates, of course, cannot be used in production, but it's good enough for our demo. Certificates comes in two parts. There's a public and a private part. You use the public part on the license code. The public key can be shared to anyone. It will not break your licensing schema. The private key you need to keep very secure. You use that to generate the license files. And I'll get back to that later. So now we just select the public certificate and save the license code. I need to tie the license code to my menu item. And in AX, the way you do this is through configuration keys. So let's just create a configuration key. Let's call it car wash, add a label, car wash, and a license code. I need to save it before I can specify the license code. Oops. Now I can specify the license code and I'll say car wash. And now on my display menu item, I can specify a configuration key. Here we go. Now everything is set up. For the system to pick up the new configuration key, you either need to restart the AOS or to run a small job that just reloads security. So that's what I just did. And this means that if I now open my form, our model is gone. Right. We did have the code, but it's protected by the configuration and licensing keys, which means it's not on my system. I need to load a license for it. So to do that, I need to generate a license. Let's go to the command prompt and use the tool axutil. Axutil is a small utility, command line utility, that enables you to work with models. One command is the list, which will show you everything that we have in our store. It will show you that we have fleet management in the ISV layer and we have car wash in our layer. I'll get back to axutil in a moment. So for now we want to generate a license file. And the way to do that is to call axutil gen license, the file where you want the license. The resulting output file, the certificate path to your private part of the certificate, the license code as you have it in the AOT, the customer name, which is the customer name you have in the license in AX, and the serial number of this license, and then a password to the certificate. I just call this and it will generate a license XML file. If we type that out, we can see it's just XML. It contains a lot of hard to read text, and it also contains the license code in the AOT, the serial number, and the customer. Right, the serial number and the customers must match what you see in the license form in AX. So let's try to open that up. So the license holder is the customer, and the serial number is the serial number. If we go to partner features, we can see car wash is here. It's not installed yet because I haven't loaded the license. So let's do that. And here we type tech conference license.xml. It was loaded correctly. We have it here. Everything is fine. Notice you can also have an expiration date. I'll get back to that later as well. This license we just produced didn't have an expiration date. Let's close. And let's try to open up the fleet management vehicle, this page again. And it's still not there. That's because I forgot to run this small job. Now it's here. We've added a licensing protection schema, which means that customers who have installed our model needs to have a valid license to use it. That's very, very good. This completes our model. Well, almost. Let's just recap what we did to make sure that we have everything. And one way to do that is to create a project in AX based on the contents of a model. So with AXutil, I can say view, and I can say model I want to see, and it's called car wash. This will show me what's inside the model. It tells me I have a class, I have a configuration key, a license code, a form, menu item, and a resource. That sounds right, but which ones do I have? Let's call it again with the verbose command. Now we can see exactly what we have. We have our class, what methods it have. It has a class header containing the compiled code. We have a configuration key, a license code. We have two controls on the form, a menu item and a resource. This is exactly what we need. So let's export this to disk X, export model car wash to a file. Let's call it car wash. So now we have a model file. And what you can do is to call xutil view, just like we did before, and now point it to a file instead. And say verbose, and it will give you exactly the same result, hopefully. This proves that you actually exported the right stuff. It also means that customers who download this file can see what's inside it before they actually install it, which is very neat. So now I'm basically ready to upload the file, but I want to do one thing more. I would like to sign it. Signing a file means two things. It means that no one can tamper with it. Once a customer gets it, they know it comes from you. As an ISV, it also protects me because no one else can produce another file with the same signature. So no one can steal my identity and publish other stuff on my behalf. So I want to sign it. One way is to use a strong name signing. Another way is to use certificates. And since we're using certificates in this demo, that's exactly what I will do. To sign, you just call the sign tool, ask it to sign using your key, your certificate, with the password and the file you want to sign. So now we have a signed model file. Let's publish it. Let's copy the car wash file to our website. There we go. Now it's available on our site. Let's go to the site and see if we can download it. Need to click F5. Car wash AX model. Whoops, sorry, I've copied it the wrong place. It should go under files. There we go. So now it's available and our customers can start downloading it. But no one can actually use it because they need a license. So I have two features more on my website. One is to download a free license that's valid for 30 days. I use the expiration date for that. Another one is to purchase a full license. If you click this, you get to this site where you can type in the license holder and the serial number from AX. So let's do this. Let's assume I'm Michael. MFP, that's my alias, and a serial number, 123, doesn't really matter. Credit card, I owe you one. It doesn't really matter what you type here in my implementation. And then click submit. This will generate a license file for me. Let's just try to open. And as you can see, it contains the serial number I typed in, the license holder, and I can use this to enable the model file I just downloaded on my system. The way I implemented this, let me just show it to you in Visual Studio, is that on my web page I included the xutil lib as a reference, which means that I have a programmatic interface to the xutil command. And I'm constructing a context and a config and a license info with what the users typed in. And I create a new xutil instance and call generate license, which produces a file that I typed into this path. And then I basically just ask the response class to enable the user to download it. So all in all, very simple. This code will be available in the material as well, in the PowerPoint deck. So basically I have a story end to end now. I can create a model, I can protect it with license codes, and I can sign it, and I can enable partners to create licenses automatically from my website using my certificate without involving Microsoft in the process. So back to my website, now our millions of users can start downloading our model. And this concludes my demo.